Track 10. Our Geography and People. The Northeast is diverse, comprising a mix of urban and rural communities with a proud heritage and flexible economy that make our region an attractive place to live, learn and do business. Located between Scotland, Cumbria, the Tees Valley, North Yorkshire and the North Sea, it consists of 7 council areas in 2 combined authorities. These are the North East Combined Authority, Durham, Gateshead, South Tyneside and Sunderland, and the North of Tyne Combined Authority, comprising Newcastle, North Tyneside and Northumberland. Our mix of urban, suburban and rural landscapes results in complex demands for travel and is reflected in the varied transport challenges, from rural isolation in our remoter areas to poor air quality and congestion in parts of our cities. Our cities, towns, villages and countryside are home to a wide range of leisure, cultural, sporting and historical attractions, including 2 UNESCO World Heritage Sites, Hadrian's Wall and Durham Cathedral and Castle. The region also boasts miles of unspoiled coastline, as well as Northumberland National Park. The North East is well connected to the UK, Europe and the rest of the world by rail, sea, road and air through key gateways for freight and passengers, including mainline rail stations, 5 seaports and Newcastle International Airport. But above all, it is our people that make our region unique. The North East is home to just under 2 million people who want to contribute to moving our country forward. Here are some figures on the population of the different local authority areas, beginning with County Durham. Population 530,094, that's 27% of the region, of which 45% are rural and 55% are urban. Gateshead, 202,055, that's 10% of the region. 8% of that is rural population, 92% is urban. Newcastle's population is 302,820, that's 15% of the North East as a whole. Of that, 2% is rural and 98% urban. North Tyneside's population is 207,913. That's 10% of the North East region. Of that, only 4% is rural, 96% is urban. Northumberland's population is 322,434, 16% of the North East total. Of that, 46% is rural, 54% is urban. South Tyneside's population is 150,976, that's 8% of the North East total. 0.4% is rural, 99.6% is urban. Sunderland's population is 277,705, that's 14% of the North East's total. Of that, 1% is rural and 99% urban, giving a total North East population of 1,993,997. Key insight. Our plan considers different solutions for different communities across our region as we map out how to develop the North East transport network and grow our economy by 2035. Age profile. The proportion of the population that are of working age, that's 16 to 64, in the North East is 62.8, similar to that of England at 62.6. However, we have a larger proportion of our population aged 50 to 64 and 65 plus, and a smaller proportion of people aged 0 to 15 and 25 to 49 compared to the national average. This means that our population is aging. An infographic shows that by 2035, more of our residents are expected to be of retirement age and fewer will be of working age. Right. Dumb bugger. Oh God, I've made a mistake here. Per 100 people living in our region, in 2020, there are 17 young people, 62 of working age, and 20 who are retired. By 2035, it's estimated that there will be just 16 young people, 59 of working age, and 25 who are retired. Skills. The working age population of the Northeast has a lower qualifications profile than England as a whole. A higher proportion of those aged 16 to 64 have no qualifications, and fewer are qualified to degree level or above. That's NVQ level 4 or above. However, the Northeast has made progress on this since 2014, with the percentage of people with higher level qualifications increasing and the percentage with none decreasing. The region's academic sector includes four major universities: Durham, Newcastle, Northumbria and Sunderland. In 2018-19, Northeast universities had almost 90,000 undergraduate and postgraduate students. The Northeast has nine further education colleges: Bishop Auckland College, East Durham College, Derwent Side, Gateshead College, Newcastle College, New College Durham, Northumberland College, Sunderland College and Tyne Coast College. Apprenticeships. In 2018-19, there were 16,990 apprenticeships starts in the Northeast. Over 80% of Northeast apprenticeship starts were in one of four areas: business administration and law, 32%, health, public services and care, 22%, engineering and manufacturing technologies, 16%, retail and commercial enterprise, 11%. Although the Northeast is home to just 3% of England's working age population, the proportion of apprenticeship starts in 2018-19 were higher: 4.3% of all apprenticeships in England, 4.5% of intermediate apprenticeships, 4.3% of advanced apprenticeships, and 4.1% of higher apprenticeships. In particular, the Northeast had 6.3% of all apprenticeship starts in construction, planning, and the built environment, 5.8% of higher apprenticeship starts in engineering and manufacturing technologies, 4.5% of higher apprenticeship starts in information and communications technology.